we must know that we are actually not the only mover. We are the puppets, and Krishna is the one who pulls the strings, or even better, Radharani in Vrindavan, the one who pulls the strings and makes us move. During this evening program, we always read from Sri Braj Bilas Stava. It is a relatively small book written by Raghunath Das Goswami, but it is of big importance because in this book Raghunath Das Goswami introduces us to the eternal spiritual world and to the who is who there. In Vaishnavism, it is like this, that we look with two eyes. One eye looks to the world and the things which we have to do here. The other eye looks to the spiritual world and our hope to attain service there. The Rig Veda describes that the true brahmanas always glance towards that spiritual world while they do actions here in this material world. So I would like to say about Raghunath Das Goswami, just at the author, at the very end of his life, the desire to join, so to say, the eternal samsara, the Krishna samsara. Krishna samsara means the family of Krishna, became just so intense that he composed a verse which will be shocking for most of you. He wants to enter the spiritual world as a servant of Radharani. So towards the end of his life, he wrote this beautiful shloka, which I want to read to you, and please, it will be shocking for you. He said, "Throughout all of my life, O Radha, I have waited for your mercy. Now I am getting old and tired, but every day my impatience grows. O Radhe, my life is leaving me very soon. I cannot wait any longer. I can't tolerate your separation. Without your mercy, I don't care to live in Braj. I don't even care for Krishna, the all-attractive one. Without your service, my life is totally ruined." This is what Raghunath Das Goswami prayed at the end of his life. He wanted so much to enter the family of Krishna through the service of Radha, that he said everything else, including Braj and Krishna, is of no importance for me any longer. If you visit the town Turkmenistan, you see a mosque which was founded by a very saintly person. He was a Sufi. Towards the end of his life, his students doubted a little bit his sanity, because every day he was found to climb on the roof of the mosque and look into the desert of Turkmenistan. It is very strained, very much like trying to see it. And his disciples would ask him, his students would ask him, "What are you looking for, the venerable teacher?" He said, "Allah might come for me any moment." and I want to make sure that I don't miss him. But on the last day of his life, this teacher didn't climb the mosque, but he ran away from the mosque right into the desert. And the students ran out. One student ran after him and said, "What are you doing now? Previously you used to climb the mosque and look out for Allah, and now you're leaving the mosque and run into the desert." The teacher just said, "He has not come. Tommy, I will come to him now." And he ran. And because he was old and it was the last day, it was the evening of his life, he fell into the desert, and the student came and took his head on his lap and tried to give some water. But all he could see is the eyes of his teacher staring. There was light in the eyes. And he said, "He's so beautiful. He is so beautiful." And then he died. Hare Krishna. In Turkmenistan. So this urge to find Radharani, to find the beloved Ishta Devata, is seen in people whose heart is awakened with the lolium, the intense longing. Raghunath Das Goswami just says like this, I'm growing impatient. If you don't come now and save my life, everything is ruined. Beautiful, isn't it? The example to hear about this. So you might then ask, okay, Raghunath Goswami, then how do you hope to see Radharani? And he answers this question in verse 31. This is important for also maybe your own search. Pratinava navakunjam prema purena puna prachura surabhiya pushpaya bushayitva kramena pranayati vata vrinda tatra lilatsavangya priyagana vritaradha krishna yos tam prapatye. I take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Vrinda Devi, who is fully absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love. She expands the blissful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna as they are surrounded by the gopis. By decorating the groves of Vrindavan with an abundance of fragrant flowers. So, Vrinda Devi is of all the messengers, female messengers of Krishna, the topmost. And she can carry news to Krishna. Here is this devotee. He is really wanting to see you. Or she can carry news to Radharani. That's why every morning in the temples we are worshipping the expansion of Vrinda Devi, Tulasi Devi, and pray to her, please, I have this desire, I want to reside in Vrindavan, Mora Eya Vilas Kunyadiyova, and I request you to please arrange for service for me in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And every morning we Gaudiya Vaishnavas pray like this to Vrinda Devi, the messenger, who can, you know, in Greek mythology they have Hermes. Have you seen Hermes? He has wings on his helmet, and I think wings on his feet also. I have seen this also. Now it's a new fashion. One can buy wings when one flies on an airplane and just connect them to the feet, and I've seen this. I have not yet. I will not do this myself, but I have seen this fashion. So Vrindadevi is a messenger who can come from this world to the other world and tell Radha and Krishna he is someone who is serious. How does Vrindadevi look like? She has a bodily complexion as beautiful as molten gold. She's dressed in a blue garment and decorates herself with pearl necklaces and flower garlands. For those of you who are family oriented, she is, her father is Chandrabhanu, her mother Pulara, her husband Mahipala, and her sister is called Manjari. She eagerly arranges for and assists in various pastimes of the Lord and Sri Radhika. She takes great pleasure in arranging the meetings of Sri Radha and Krishna, and she eternally resides in Vrindavan and decorates the meeting places. This is a very wonderful description, you know. The forest of Vrindavan is so wonderful that just to hear about Vrindavan for any devotee makes him come alive. I was in Paradise Lost in Australia. Let me see if I get this right. Is it called Paradise? It was not Paradise Lost, isn't it? Where were we? It was some paradise. Surfer's Paradise, thank you. Surfer's Paradise. We were there, the highest place of material enjoyment, they say, in Australia. And we visited Madhu, Mangal, and many devotees who were there running the Bhakti Center. And in the evening we just sat around, and you know when the Guru Kulis sit together with the Swami, they are sometimes at a loss for words because somehow the generations don't always meet in our movement, and we all felt a little awkward, you know, what to say. We had come, and most probably the Swami is not interested in what we are interested in, and the Swami thinks most probably they are not interested in what I'm interested in. You know, there's this little awkward moment in the meeting. Then one started, Madhu spoke about, oh, I wish I could go to Vrindavan this year. And I said, I'm going. Then he asked, where are you going? I said, I think to Vashana, to Manga, but I never know until the last moment because Radharani is the host. Oh yeah. And all of a sudden, all of us, we're just talking and talking and talking about Vrindavan. Why is Vrindavan so attractive? And why is it so challenging when we are here? Vrindavan is so attractive because all of us know in Vrindavan it's all about establishing a relationship to Krishna. We know that Krishna in Vrindavan is very interested in establishing a relationship with his devotees. We know this. And we are sometimes too distracted, and we know when we are so distracted in Vrindavan and we are not thinking about our relationship with Krishna and we are not praying to Krishna with an intense feeling of longing, Vrindavan can be the wrong place for us. We can get mental even in Vrindavan. So it's the highest possibility which is offered to us in Vrindavan, because Krishna here is personally interested in a relationship with his devotees. But it is also challenging for us because we need to live up to that. So But we all carry this hope in our heart to really be allowed entrance into the real Vrindavan. We hope that the covering of Vrindavan will be somehow removed, and we will slip under the cover and enter the real Vrindavan. We all hope this in our deepest core, in our heart. Anyways, so there is a prayer which I want to read to you in part. The Vinda Devastakam, where it is said to Vrinda Devi, O merciful Vrinda Devi, I am devoid of devotion, and I am guilty of unlimited offenses. If I am totally truthful, I am being tossed about in the ocean of material existence by the turbulent waves of lust, anger, greed, and other inauspicious qualities. Therefore, let me take shelter of you and offer my obeisances to your lotus feet. Why therefore? Because she is the messenger between this world and the other world. She is the Hermes for us, the Hermes, der Götterbote, we say in German, the messenger of the gods who would communicate from that world of Zeus to the world of humans, and from the humans back to the world of the gods. And here Vrinda Devi is described a little bit in this in her service. A gentle smile emanates from your red bimba fruit like lips. The luster of the pearl which adorns the tip of your nose illuminates your entire face. Just imagine there is a pearl on the face of Vrinda Devi, and if you visit Kamyavan, I saw a devotee was outside. We should offer hospitality to him if he is, if he wants to come. Maybe he thinks it's maybe it wasn't. No, it was a beatback, voila. What? Aha, uh-huh, some Russian devotee who doesn't speak the language. Okay. When you go to Kamyavan, you see the original deity of Vrinda Devi still in Kamyavan. And I think you all know that this deity, like the other original deities, was had been loaded on bullock carts in order to bring her out of Vrindavan, where Aurangzeb and his men destroyed all the original deities. So they wanted to bring Vrinda Devi out of harm's reach, but in Kamyavan, which is at the border of Brajmandala to Rajasthan, Vrinda Devi's bullock cart wouldn't move any longer, and they had to unload her and somehow install her there, because Vrinda Devi eternally resides in Vrindavan and doesn't go even as a deity outside of Vrindavan. And her She said, this is because Radha Rani has given Vrinda Devi the charge of God, of Vrindavan. Vrinda Devi is in charge of playground of Krishna. And she takes that service very serious. Her service in particular is she arranges Vrindavan in such a way that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna can take place. What she does is she makes floral decorations for the divine couple to meet in certain bowers and kunjas. We may not be so familiar with this, but in Vrindavan, or in India, you will have florists who are trained to make very, very good flower decorations for different purposes, like festivals and functions and so on. So Vrinda Devi makes innumerable flower decorations here in the forest of Vrindavan, and she also arranges for all the different things which the divine couple requires for their pastimes. When she knows that Radha and Krishna want to meet somewhere, then she cleverly sends her intelligent female parrot Shukshmadi to spy on Jatila's activities in Yavat. You know, in other words, Shukshmadi has to bring news. Is Jatila, that old witch, really in Yavat, or is he running around poking her nose into the kunjas to follow her suspicion that Radha might meet with Krishna? Then she has an army of parrots, you know, many parrots, and one female parrot is called Shubha, and Shubha goes to Chandavali Kunj, who is opposed to the meeting of Radha with Krishna, and also and reports her movements at Gauri Theater. That's where the Chandavali is. In this way, Vrinda Devi has a direct grasp of what is happening in Vrindavan and where it's safe. And then Vrinda goes to a jeweled cottage to inspect the service paraphernalia for the divine couple's upcoming pastimes. Are the dresses there? Are the decorations there? Are the flowers there? And are the refreshments there which are needed, fruits and so on? And then there must be things for swings, for the swinging pastimes, forest rambling. Then there must be things for water sports, like the water dress, then there must be everything arranged for the flute stealing, the upcoming stealing of the flute, and then the honey wine must be prepared. Different things for forest picnics, and all the dice boards must be there, the dices must be there, and then the paraphernalia for the sun god worship. So when she has inspected these storage places, Vrinda Devi praises Hervan Devi, the other goddesses of the forest. Thank you for arranging all of this. And then she is so in ecstasy, Vrinda Devi, that she goes to each and every tree, and all her animals like that. The deers, the monkeys, and she says, "Do you know the happy news?" And the tree asks, "What is the happy news?" "Radha and Krishna will very soon come here." After she has informed everyone about the arrival, Vrinda and Nandimukhi and others ran away and hid in a forest grove nearby Krishna to see everything from my hiding position. Vrinda Devi, you're so blissful. So, oh Vrinde, on your order, the leaves, the flowers, the bees, the deer, peacock, parrots, and everyone decorates the kunjas where Madhava enjoys his playful, loving pastimes. You know, everyone is helping Vrinda Devi. And in this way, yes, Vrinda Devi is totally involved in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and is making all the necessary arrangements for Radha and Krishna to meet. Once, and I will end here, Krishna wants to meet Srimati Radharani. Actually, I should introduce you to this part of the Krishna Leela. In the morning, forenoon, or late morning, Krishna does cowherding activities with the Sakas. Then he brings the cows and the with the Sakas to Manasi Ganga, and they drink water there. It's crystal clear, the best water in Braj, Manasi Ganga. So the cows are drinking. And Krishna does many strenuous sports with his friends, like wrestling, so that they become tired like Gopinath from a heavy day of heavy activity, you know. So, because he wants his friends to fall asleep, you know, for a certain reason. Then it doesn't work. They all look, they are very tired, but if Krishna is not tired, they will not sleep. If Krishna doesn't sleep, they don't sleep. So Krishna pretends to go to sleep with them. And then he steals away. And the moment Krishna steals away, a beautiful peacock, best of the peacock, the friend of Krishna, goes, Keka! All the Sakas wake up. What was that? Where's Krishna? Oh no, where's Krishna? And they oh, I said, Krishna, you are going somewhere. No, I'm just returning, you know. So Krishna cannot steal himself away. So again, he says, let's go to Kusum Sarova. And then there in the flower gardens, they all fall asleep, you know. And Krishna then gets up. He looks around. Is anyone following me? And no one follows him. And he goes to Radhakund and stays in a forest nearby. And then he meets Vrinda Devi and asks Vrinda Devi, I so much long to meet Radha. Where is my Radha? Vrinda Devi says, I can go and bring her. Oh. Says Krishna, please do this and save my life. So Vrinda Devi then goes to Radha, and Radha says, from where are you coming? Vrinda Devi looks so happy. Vrinda answers, from Krishna's lotus feet. Radha's totally interested and says, where is my beloved? Vrinda Devi says, very close by, in a grove near your kunj, near your kunj, near your lake. Radha is even more interested. What is he doing right now there? Vrinda Devi said, he learns how to dance. Then Radharani gets slightly suspicious. Who is his dancing teacher? And then Vrinda Devi answers, your form, appearing in every trembling leaf, with the master dance instructor, making Krishna madly dance from one tree to the next as if he were dancing with you. This is, it's possible to close the door. I don't know if any one of you ever felt great love for someone in the heart. If you will ever feel this, you will begin to think of the personality. But in this, everywhere, but in the spiritual world, it's like this, that you will see the personality everywhere. Like when Krishna goes through the forest of Vrindavan, it seems to him that the flowers on the trees are the blossoming smile of Radha. It seems that the bumblebees are her curly locks of hair. And in this way, he sees the image of Radha everywhere. So, Krishna then, this is Vrinda Devi's point, sees Radha in every trembling leaf of Vrindavan and sees Radha as his dance instructor and dances happily in the being moved by the love. So when Radha hears these happy news that Krishna is not only nearby, but he is so much thinking of her that he dances in ecstasy. Krishna, Radharani is so thankful to Vrindadevi, and then Vrindadevi brings the happy union of the divine couple about. Now I will read to you again now the verse of today. I take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Vinda, who is fully absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love. She expands the blissful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna as they are surrounded by the gopis, by decorating the groves of Vrindavan with an abundance of fragrant flowers. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. Today I was, I had prepared some notes to describe a little bit Vrindadevi to you. And I just put the book to rest, and I thought the sun is still up, let me wander a little bit around. And I wandered a little bit around, and was hit all of a sudden by a very nice breeze carrying the smell of these champak flowers. Maybe you are sometimes also, it's like, it's so intoxicatingly sweet that it seems it hits you in the sense that it overwhelms you. And you stop everything and say, from where is this coming? So, I was having that fragrance in the nostrils, and I was then seeing the gardener. There's a very old and nice Brijbasi gardener here. You may have seen him. He's always doing something on the garden. Have you seen him? He's a very nice person. He always greets you with Radhe, Radhe, and when he sees that you're chanting, he goes, Tike, Tike. He's a very nice gardener. And, he's very absorbed in his service of gardening. I sometimes think he might keep the garden intact for the pleasure of Krishna. great devotees have always put nice gardens, because they, it says like this: if you want a bird to come, bring a nice tree, plant nice trees. If you want Krishna to come, you plant a tulsi, you know, make a garden for him. So I was just remembering that Vrinda Devi is taking care of the forest of Vrindavan, and this gardener is pretty much aware of all the details and all the plants and knows how much water they need. But Vrinda Devi has, you know, thousands of Vandevis, and they take care so much of the forest of Vrindavan, because they feel the forest of Vrindavan is made out of servants of Krishna who are cared by Vrinda Devi. In this way, it is just so beautiful in the Vrindavan forest. Everything is just so nicely laid out, and such wonderful flowers are there, from which Radha and Krishna make their different flower decorations. Some goes into the hair of Radharani. And Vrinda Devi, being so much, you can say, so much involved in taking care of the playground of Krishna, and arranging everything for the pastimes, is just the right person to help us. And she's very merciful. I mean, she has in her servants are little chipmunks and monkeys. She communicates with them. And sometimes I'm thinking, I'm also like a monkey, you know, not very good in concentration. Have you ever noticed the weak point of monkeys? It's concentration. They just can't concentrate. I feel also like this, but Vrinda Devi has a place for them. She has one very old monkey. She's a female monkey who almost has lost her teeth. She's called Kakati. And Vrinda Devi sends her early in the morning when Radha and Krishna don't want to separate but need to now finally go to their respective places in Nandagram and Yavat. She sends Kakati and say, make some noise and say Yatila is coming, you know, spread some rumor, and then they will wake up. So Kakati goes, he's a very old monkey, that's why she is called Kakati. So Vrinda Devi has use for even such old monkeys. Of course, these are very transcendental monkeys, you know. But I'm thinking, let us continue to pray for Vrinda Devi, and let us take care nicely of Vrinda Devi, and let us take this serious. We need a messenger between this world and the real world. We need a messenger. Hare Krishna.